Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Where would you rather be than right here with us on the Brilliantly Dumb Show Tuesday after Tuesday, a really growing show here in the community, and the people are starting to talk about it. We said that for a long time, but it's good to see what's happening. So before we even get into it, please take the time to hit that subscribe button. We're closing in on that plaque, boys, and I do want that plaque. We got a lot of people fighting for plaques. Jensen's fighting for the plaque in the Bob to Sports podcast. I want us to have that plaque before he gets that plaque. No, I get granted.
Well, he got his.
Do you already hit 100?
They hit 100. And you know what? I could give less of a shit about that podcast, to be frank. And, you know, the one that I care about is the one that we're trying to drive. And we need anybody who's listening who are Bob to Sports fans, you need to be subscribed to this podcast. Like, this is the pod that, you know, listen, I'm joking when I say I don't give a shit about the Bob to Sports podcast. We care. Obviously, it's our work. But this is a podcast that we have been growing and at for years now. This has been our little baby for a long time now. So this is the one that I feel like we're really passionate about and we really want to see continue to grow. And it's definitely encouraging seeing that the numbers, I think, week in, week out are doing, you know, doing great. And, you know, congrats to little Dom. He helped push the needle last week. That was pretty wild.
He's been talking about it nonstop.
That's
it,
good.
Yeah, yeah. He had a lot of fun. He's like, when are we doing it again? I was like, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I'm going into hiding for a long time.
Uncle Bob tapped out.
Yeah, he got the best of all.
I tell you what's a steaming pile of shit. I watched this new Jurassic Park movie last night, bro. It was so
fucking.
Bob, I rented it for $20 on Apple TV. It was worth. If you think Happy Gilmore 2 was like the Shawshank Redemption compared to this new Jurassic Park. First of all, I don't know the subplots and conversations that the characters in the movie were having. I don't know where the fuck it came from out of left field. The mutated dinosaur, the freak
that
dinosaurs.
Was wild. I couldn't understand what's going on.
Just let it die. Just let it fucking die. Just let it die. Enough.
Michael, a few nights ago, I actually watched the original Jurassic Park with Nicole.
Yes.
We like to watch the nostalgic shit sometimes.
Sure.
That movie is 93. One of the best ever.
Great
ever.
Movie.
Not better than Jaws.
Certainly not.
Oh, much better than
Certainly
Jaws.
Certainly not better than Jaws.
Yeah. But the problem is by
Jaws
watching
is
it, that's what brings in more them to do it again and again. I mean, you could make the claim that I bet you if you really ask Adam Sandler and he would never tell you this.
No.
But money aside, I don't think he would have done another. He probably didn't want to do another one. I shouldn't say didn't want to, because from a financial standpoint, it's going to kill. Like, it's going to crush. But like, deep down, he had to know that it's a mistake.
We can't sit here, though, Bob, and pretend that Sandler hasn't thrown out some absolute stinkers. I mean, in recent, like, his old stuff is tremendous, but some of the new movies that he put out, I mean, every Sandler movie is almost the newer ones are the same.
Well, Hustler was amazing, and I would make an argument.
Hustler was good, and so was Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems
was tremendous. I'm talking about, like, those rom-coms that he did for a while where the plot was
like
basically the same
dates.
In every single one.
No, I thought 50 First Dates is great.
50 First Dates was good, but there was a bunch of them, I think. Like,
Little
the
Mickey.
Ones he did with Jennifer Aniston, like, there was a couple that were just, they were so bad. They were so bad.
I will say, when you're like an A-list actor and you're pumping out tons
you're
of
pumping
movies,
them out,
you're not going to be going, you know, 10 for 10 on every single movie, right? Like there's going to be a few that are going to be, you know, what was the one that he did, Grown Ups? That was pretty bad. I mean, that was not good. And then they did a sequel to it.
I think the first one was okay, the sequel. It's like they just have to pump the sequels out, man. Sequels in general, we've talked about this before. We've done a top five on it. Like, it's just so rare to catch a heater sequel, like Godfather 2, Terminator 2. Like, it's just so hard to just do something like that where the sequel actually lives up to it. Have we done a top five sequel? Yeah, we have.
Have we done that?
I don't know if we've done it draft style, but we've definitely done one.
Yeah. Home Alone 2, by the way, is a great
sequel. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But why is it so hard to do a sequel? Why?
Don't know. I don't know. You don't get sometimes you get the actors, you don't get the same exact actor. Sometimes you don't get the same producer, same director.
Yeah, but you already have people coming in excited to watch the movie. So you already have your audience before you even start. Like, so you feel like you're already like ahead of the schedule. Like it's you would think.
Did any guys watch The Octopus? Did you watch The Octopus show? I know I ruined the
ending. You gave it away. You talked about the show.
Doesn't mean he can't watch.
People have been talking about The Octopus, bro. Like, you got everybody talking about The Octopus.
It's amazing.
Bob, I got to tell you, I watched the preview for it. Joe, I watched the preview.
Oh, that's not fair.
The octopus is this big. It's like the size of a basketball.
Mikey,
I thought this was a giant sea squid.
You got to give it a chance. I mean, that's not fair to do. Don't worry about the size of the octopus.
Tiny octopus.
Is it a baby?
It is. It is a small octopus.
It's like a bowl. It's like the size of a bowling ball with straws hanging off of it for tentacles.
Well, that's a little disappointing.
Well, but you got to try it. You got to try it. I mean, and also, keep in mind, you got to be in the clouds. You got to get up. You got to get up there.
There's certain things you just have to watch in that state of mind. You just have to. Otherwise,
I've not been in the clouds very much. Last night we were with Stu Feiner.
You told me that. That was that.
I'll tell you something. We wouldn't have even needed to be in the clouds to hear some of the stories. This guy is a wild card, man.
Dude, they say don't meet your heroes, but I'll tell you this. He exceeded expectations. I think that's bullshit.
He just nonstop, Bob? Just nonstop?
Doesn't stop.
Mikey, the thing with Stu Feiner, too, for those who don't know, he works for Barstool Sports. But I've been for so long, I wanted to ask him the story about him starting the handicap. Because he, like, is the creator of sports handicapping and making a business out of it. So he's kind of like your pioneer, Mikey.
He's been doing it for a long time. I know that. But he's so overwhelming when he talks and he sells his picks. He's so over the top. I'm like, I can't even follow what this guy's talking about.
But he's crazy. He's out of his fucking mind. But so he did that advisor show, which they brought back to Barstool.
Great show. It's a great show.
It's awesome. And they had the mob was coming after him and his business partner, and we're getting stoned and we're listening to him tell the story, and it was so, I couldn't stop laughing, but then at the same time what he's saying is riveting. And then they made the money they made the movie Two for the Money. I think it's Two for the Money.
For the Money, McConaughey, Al Pacino.
Great
movie, by the way.
Really?
So that's based on the story of a real life guy named Brandon Lang, who was John Anthony.
Disgruntled employee.
He was the handicapper.
Is that right?
That's based off of Stu Feiner.
Because Brandon Lang is a real guy. Brandon Lang is a real handicapper.
Pacino's supposed to be Feiner.
Oh. Okay.
Is that so?
Yes, Pacino is Stu Feiner.
Because Pacino in the movie is the guy who hires the handicapper to make picks for his company. And like, he dumps all this money into this hot handicapper played by McConaughey.
And things go crazy. So it was about him. So he was talking about that.
Great movie, by the way.
I got to watch that.
It was a great movie.
From the standpoint of a disgruntled employee, Stu said. So Stu didn't really get to tell his side of the story.
Sure.
But to hear that, you know, when the mob was after him and the way he would show up to work and people would had the shit kicked out of him and his dad didn't want him to stop. They got them plexiglass and shotguns.
It was crazy.
And then he was saying during this time, which I guess it is true, he said in the 80s, the bookies and all of that, and the mob, they were control they were paying off the cops, so the cops would do nothing to these guys that would show up. It was, but then meet him. I messaged Bic Addicts, and to be honest with you, I'm a little nervous to meet him because they say don't meet your heroes, and it felt like that, where I didn't want to be disappointed. I
What did
knew
Dan say?
he said, no, he's like, he's gonna live. He's like, but have you, are you hungry? I said, well, no, we just ate. He's like, that's a big problem. Like, you got to be ready to eat. Like, he loves to order. Have you seen his videos of how he overorders?
I've seen him put up a video and he's like, yeah, I 36 egg omelet. I'm like, 36 eggs? Like, what the fuck? Like,
This
what
guy,
the fuck?
he
Like,
has 4 to 5 bagels every single morning, and
yeah.
he orders like he's
He's got a lot
crazy.
of Bob in him, dude. He'll like take a few
He's,
bites out of something and move on to the next thing. That's
yeah.
Bob's new thing now is he'll order something, he'll take one or two bites
And
and
not finish it and
move it.
just, yeah,
Yeah,
like you're
because he
like, you
wants to get
know,
as much
tasting,
as he
like tasting
possibly
menus.
can.
Yeah, yeah,
The dopamine.
yeah. I get, listen, I get it. I get it. I mean, I don't know if I could do that, but I definitely get it. I mean, his videos, and then he does the morning swim. I see him put those videos up all the
Yeah,
time. It's funny when he
crazy.
does the swim.
And his house is like a 1950s mega mansion that if you take one step, that thing could collapse on you. Like
Massive
it is, but it's huge and it's
property.
nice.
Oh my
Oh
God.
my
Is that
God.
right?
It, yeah, he
Oh.
was,
Where is
I
he?
think it was like
Upstate New
four
York?
acres,
Upstate New York?
Long
Farmington?
Island.
Oh, he's Long Island. Okay. I thought for a reason he was in Upstate New York. Okay.
Long
But Long
Island.
Island, I mean, you got insane home. I mean, you're talking about Long Island's a lot of money out there in Long
And
Island.
the food, I just don't know why they we
Great
can't
food
get
out
the, it's
there.
crazy.
Yeah,
It
Bob
really
went
is.
off yesterday, dude. This guy
Bad.
got in. We weren't even getting to the baggage claim. I turned around and he had a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
But then we went to this, I don't remember what the place is called. Bob, what was it called?
Oh,
This
Ivarone,
deli.
Deli.
Which, by the way, we found out Matty Rigatoni is the general manager of the place we went
Is that not unbelievable? Like, is that not
to. He
unbelievable?
called Bob today to tell him.
Whoa,
We didn't even
whoa,
know.
whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like a full
Wow.
circle. I know
Yeah.
he was in charge of the mozzarella section. Dead serious. He was in
Master
charge of the mozzie. Yeah.
Master Cheesemaker.
And I think.
Bob went off though, dude. He had a bag that was like could have fed a family of four. And he just
Maybe he's not eating everything. It's like he just likes to eat the different stuff and
Yeah.
you're forced to buy it. And
This
he
one is a
got a
little
bag of
different.
Italian cookies, Mikey, for $37. It was a tray.
Yeah. They ain't cheap,
It
those Italian cookies. You know,
was. And to
I'm
be
not the
honest,
biggest fan of the Italian cookie at all, man.
I'll tell you what, and that's like I'm not a huge Italian cookie guy
I'm
either. And
not.
Joe, you said
No.
the
I don't.
Italian cookie could be the most overrated. Like I
Very
will,
overrated cookie, man.
yeah,
I'm
it
sorry. All the
the.
paisans out there, you know I'm as
Do you
Italian as
ever
Italian
have the
gets. It's just
cookie like the
not.
snowflake cookie, Mikey, like the big one? Yeah,
Yeah,
but that
with the
one,
powder, like the powdered sugar on top or
I
whatever it
believe
is.
so,
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, my wife loves those, the tricolor, the red, white, and green,
Oh, yeah.
the tricolor cookie. Like that is one that I know is like a staple that I know people rave about. That's different. But I'm talking about like just the regular cookie with the chocolate chip. They're not good. They're
I
dry.
agree.
They disintegrate.
I
They're
like
not good.
these
They're like
ones,
eating
Mikey.
drywall.
These
I don't like them. I
I
don't like them.
tried the
Never have.
whole assortment too. Like I tried the entire
They're not good, Bob.
Mikey, I like these one,
They're
like
not
the
good.
Piz oh shit. The Pizzelli, those snowflake ones. I like
Yeah.
those. But like
If
all the
listen,
sugar cookies, I don't eat those.
if you're
Bro.
going to an Italian, like a bakery or something like that,
Get a
I would,
cannoli.
yes, I would say absolutely skip cookies, forget cookies and go right for pastries. Get your schriadelle, get your
Oh,
cannoli,
tiramisu.
get your Saint Joseph cake, get your lobster tail, something along the Napoleon, something like that. The
Napoleon,
cookies
yeah.
just the cookies aren't good. They're just not
I
good.
agree, but maybe that's because I think Italians do it better than anybody with food. I give them all the credit in the world.
Biscotti are good.
Yeah, I'm not a huge
Are they,
licorice
though?
guy. I'm
Are
not a
they?
huge
Well, if you have
licorice
a
guy. I don't think,
biscotti,
Bob, I
if you
don't
have
think they're good at
biscotti with
all.
the,
I don't think they're
a
good at
cup of
all.
espresso with a little biscotti, it's good. A
I don't need the
hazelnut.
cookie. I don't need it. I
He
don't
put
need
that, see, D-Man put that Italian thing on it at the end. He said, Buscotti. He put
it.
that little Italian
Demare.
flavor. But
Demare.
yeah,
They're great, man.
but I do think with the Italian cookies, is if you compare, like, maybe that's the one thing that Italians don't do well food wise. I mean, the
The
affogato's
dessert.
great. Yeah, maybe that's where they miss, and that's
Panna cotta's
okay.
okay.
They do some good, again, the pastries are outrageous. Like if you
Yeah.
get good, if you catch a good pastry, the
To
pastries
be
are
honest,
awesome.
though,
Cookies aren't. Cookies
even the
aren't.
cannoli, I think the cannoli's not great. When's the last time you craved a cannoli?
I'm a Sriadelle guy, which is like a
Yeah.
shelled, like a
Oh, yeah.
crunchy shell, soft interior, like almost like a lemony kind of a sponge inside, more so than a cannoli. Listen, I know cannolis can be great. I know cannoli cream, if you have a particular one, could be unbelievable.
A pistachio cream is
I'm
phenomenal.
not a cannoli guy. I'm just not a cannoli guy.
But
I
I would
don't.
make the argument that there's so much food that you have during a meal at Italian dinner that half
Yeah.
the time you don't even need to eat dessert.
Well, so
Like
yes.
my family, they'll take out fruit, they'll take out like lupini and fennel and like
You could
oranges.
roll out a couple scoops of gelato. You could roll out
Yeah.
a tartufo. Give me a
Now,
tartufo.
okay,
By the way,
so
gelato is unmatched. It's one of the greatest desserts of all time.
gelato, yes. But now, of course, people are going to get upset about it. But I give all the Italians all the credit in the world from a food standpoint. But yeah, maybe they eat so much that by the time you get to dessert, but like if you line up all of those cookies or desserts, and then you give me five Subway cookies, a chocolate chip cookie, an M&M cookie, not even close. I mean, if we're being honest.
I prefer a traditional, like my wife makes like a Toll House chocolate chip cookie in the
Yeah.
straight out of the oven, than the white Italian chocolate. I wouldn't even, they put chocolate chips on top of it, but it doesn't taste like, it just tastes
Yeah.
like it's doesn't, it's not a cookie to me. It's not a
Yeah.
cookie taste to me. I don't know. I don't know. I agree, Bob. I'm not a Italian cookie guy. Never
Maybe
have
that's
been,
the
never will be.
sell. Could be the sell. Boy, did I make a mistake. I did an acai bowl for dinner today and I
That
was
was
starving. It was crazy.
wild.
I can't get it right ordering, man. It's amazing.
Why
Can't.
was it? Why was it bad, or it's just not enough?
No, it was great. It just wasn't up. Brett just dropped off Moe's on the way back
Oh,
because
there you
I had
go.
to,
There you
yeah, I mean,
go.
it's just not. But boys, big news that I did want to get into. I mean, I know we had talked about it and teased it before, but Bob HQ
Oh,
is starring
wow.
at
By the way, the place
Angelo's.
is fucking massive, bro. That
It
picture
is.
of you is.
That picture puts in
Holly was like,
perspective.
what the fuck is that? I was like, I don't know. It's a warehouse.
You should see the
Oh,
floor plans he's got for this
I
place.
saw the floor, but yeah. I was
He's
breaking his
got a
chops.
drawing of like what he wants the golf area to be. It's gonna be like TGL in there. He
Dude,
wanted
it was
sand
awesome. It was like a
bunkers,
video game area, streaming area, golf, this, that, the other thing.
pickleball,
And then there was a
basketball.
tiny two little things in the front corner that said gym. It was like two little tiny things. I was like, oh, at least we got
Set
something.
of
We got
dumbbells. To
something.
be honest with you, Mikey, you sent me that message like, geez, the gym's small or whatever. And then it started piling in about the gym, like, Jesus, Bob, you had to leave a little more. And the thing with the arcade, I don't want those half-assed arcade games. I want the arcade games that are Like
actually
the
fun.
shooting ones.
Like the
Oh,
big
dude.
Jurassic Park thing where you gotta get
Yeah.
in there to get
Or
it.
you know the one, the
Yeah.
zombies,
Bob,
the
those are a
one,
lot of
the
money,
zombie
Bob,
ones where
those
you gotta
ones.
fire. Those
Yeah,
are
they're
great.
great.
Like
They're
Night of the
great.
Living Dead or
You know,
something like
like
that.
you know, like a legitimate like arcade quality, like movie themed or TV show
10K.
themed pinball machine is like 10 grand. One
Yeah.
is like 10 G's to get one good one, like a legit one.
Stu
Yeah.
Viner had an old pinball machine.
Oh,
I'm
that
sure
was
he
a
did. Back of
riot.
his
Sure did.
garage.
Oh, sure did. But
Sure
yeah,
did.
I mean, I think this thing is gonna be. I mean, being in there because I had to meet the guy for the air conditioning. And he had to mark off the different spots of like where we want the basketball hoop and whatnot. He asked me so many questions where I kind of got overwhelmed. Where it's like, oh my God, it's gonna be. He's like, do you have your electrician locked in? Do you have your contractor? Do you have this guy for the permits? Like, it is a project, and it's gonna. I think I have. I mean, Nairobi's gonna help as far as like meeting people to let people in
That's
while we're
good.
traveling.
Yeah, that's good.
She even did like that floor plan stuff, so that'll be great. But as far as like, it's a lot, and yeah, I need to be there for a lot of it. But I think this really can take things to a whole nother level. But boy, is it a
Got
lot.
someone on the horn to create a personalized jumbotron
I
to
got a
hang from the
Jumbotron guy.
ceiling. with all the scores, like the red zone.
Is that the mini Jumbotron company? Like the one, there's a big one on Instagram. They make Jumbotrons.
Yeah, how
yeah,
do
yeah.
you know? What's
yeah,
the
yeah,
name?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I've followed them for a little while now.
The
Yeah.
problem is they didn't realize how big I wanted. I want this thing to look like fucking Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah.
I want it to where you can't punt a football because it's gonna hit that fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah, that's nice.
So
big,
man. That's nice.
There will be a room for a whole editing bay for all for the editors to come. Jet, Bone, all of them. Looks like Jensen from Bob Sports is gonna be moving down there for them to come. There's the podcasting area. And then you have a simulator, chipping green, basketball, pickleball court, gym, streaming side. And then I want to do
a bedroom.
Yeah, and then a bedroom for them to sleep. And then I want to do like one Brilliantly Dumb Show wall. I think for the Brilliantly Dumb Show, we have Mikey fly down and bang out two podcasts for a weekend, maybe even the thing with the Brilliantly Dumb Show for us, like we could record this episode tonight and then we literally could record an episode an hour later and it wouldn't affect us because we always have something to talk
about. Yeah,
that's
correct. But the way it's segmented out, we don't plan anything. I think sometimes we have an idea of what we're going to do, but we don't plan anything.
Yeah, the only thing we really discuss is, I mean, people believe it or not, I mean, the only thing we talk about is what the top five is going to be. And it's not like we say what we're going to pick. It's just what we agree to the topic. And that's it. That's literally it. That and the ad reads. That's it. That's it. Speaking of ad reads, by the way, Bob, let me tell you something. You know, planning a Bob HQ could be very stressful. And sometimes when you're stressed, you need a little bit of a relief. And what better than to go to the proud sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, that is Lucy. That's right, Lucy. I'm talking 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Lucy Breakers. Lucy Breakers are nicotine pouches with an extra surprise inside. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken open to release extra flavor and hydration. Set yourself up with a subscription, actually. You could do that. They got all the different strengths, 2 mg, 4, 6, 8, 12, all the flavors you could want. I love, they got this pomegranate flavor, real refreshing for the summertime. I like the cinnamon. I like the apple cider. They got flavors you wouldn't believe. You got to check them out over at Lucy. So those are my favorite flavors. And let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/DUMB and use promo code DUMB, that's dumb, to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that's lucy.co and use code DUMB, D-U-M-B, to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print, ladies and gentlemen. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, the product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Very nice, Michael. Very, very nice. So, yeah, I think if we get Mikey down there, we could do two episodes within a weekend, maybe three, and then the production will be better, and it won't be like the last time we tried. Boy, was that a fucking disaster with me and Joe in the same room. And
well, we also get a Sunday football maybe stream in, too, with Mikey, where we watch some games.
Yeah, I mean, if in the fall months, if we do one weekend a month, we could bang out three, one stream, one night of stream, one, and that, that's solid. That's solid.
And then, yeah, we could do a stream as well. That's actually true.
That's what I'm saying. Season's here, boys. Season's here.
Thank
man.
God, man. I mean, I'm here, so dude. Done with baseball. Thank
yeah,
God.
I know you're done, back. Joe. I know you're
done.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're done. I love Joe to death, man. I want to just preface it with I love Joe. And Joe, I'm not going to bang you. I'm not going to bang you. I'm not going to stop squinting at me like that. I'm not going to.
I got a flushed face. What are you talking
you
about?
You were squinting. You were all right.
I can't even look now. I didn't say a
no,
word.
No, no. I just, there was a stretch there for about a week when the only time you ever reached out to me was to complain about a baseball.
No.
And that feels, that hurts sometimes. That hurts some. I know I went cold.
True.
By the way, hand up accountability. Only some.
Did I ever call? By the way, did I ever say that you're cold?
No, but you could have very easily. Everyone else did. There was a 20 game stretch in MLB where we went 18-2, and immediately following that stretch, I went on like a 10 game fucking cooler. 10
That's
games.
How it works, man.
And thankfully, we bounced back. A little streak here for preseason this weekend, 3-0, but that's fine. A little plug. But Joe, there was a point, Bob, where Joe was. He would just DM me the sad crying emoji after every loss over and over. And it hurt. Joe, it didn't help me. It really, it didn't help. I just want to tell you, it, It kind of, you know, it might have flustered me. I might have got a little flustered.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming you.
Making a bad pick.
Yeah.
You got to have thick skin, Mike. You're in the game where you're making people's picks. And by the way, I will preface this by saying when you went on your heater, no one praised and said how great
you were
doing more than yours truly. And when you went on your cold streak and it was cold,
You see?
But I didn't once be like, Mikey, you got to get it together. Or Mikey,
well, I mean, that would have been.
I never said anything. I did a couple times a crying emoji, and that was it. And by the way, that week that you're talking about, I was like covert sub 100 with the baby. I was just trying to stay afloat. That was the first week.
What do you mean sub 100? What are you talking about?
I was just joking. I was saying it was the first week covert, like, Mission 100, like
baby 101.
I was at home trying to figure out how to be a dad.
You know, that's dangerous when you're doing that. When you got too much time at home and you could just fire away on everything that's across the board, it's very dangerous.
Well, I didn't fire across the board, but the things I did, I thought he could be my little golden, you know, luck charm, but he wasn't.
We blaming Luca?
I'm not blaming Luke. I'm blaming myself with bad picks. But there were a couple times there he was with me watching, and I was like, come on, let's do it. And it fell in my face. Baseball is the one sport where you can have a lead the entire game, and the eighth or ninth inning, the home team, where you're on the road team, figures out just a way to just destroy you.
Ask our New York Yankees.
Oh my, that Marlins game that I had, that took years off of my life.
If you bet that Marlins game, the 13-12 game, that's a game that would like literally, it could influence the rest of your life with
Pirates.
Gambling.
I had the Pirates who were up 9-0 in the first inning. They lost 17-16, Michael. How does that happen? And listen, here, I want to preface this by saying losses happen.
That's really bad.
Losses happen, Mikey, but I feel like the last couple weeks when I was losing, I was on the back end of every bad beat in the history of mankind. Mm. So I was like, I'd rather just lose by 12 right away than go the stretch and lose and just heartbreaking.
Tell you, Joe, the beats are going to – listen, football season, you know the shit's going to happen, though, man.
I know, but like, it's never as bad as baseball. In baseball, a guy will overthrow the second base guy and the guy runs home or there's a wild pitch. It's like they forget how to throw the ball.
He sent me a message that was like, it was like 11:30. He was like, Bob, the Mets third base coach just fucked me. I was like,
yeah, he did. He halted Lindor from running home. And then I got screwed after that.
Okay. All right. Let's move. Let's keep it
up. I'll tell you what won't prevent you from aging and what will keep you looking fresh and good is Caldera Labs. All right. You want to look better. You want to feel better. Why not check these guys out? Why not look a little bit younger? Maybe get a few more compliments on your skin. Speaking of my skin, I'm very flush. We got absolutely sun-kissed by the fucking... It was, Bob, what was it? Like 89 degrees out there today? It was hot. But anyways, in a consumer study, 100% of men said their skin looked smoother and healthier. 96.9% noticed improved hydration and texture. This is what Caldera can provide you with. Cutting-edge formulas developed by leading cosmetic chemists who are specializing in men's skincare, rigorous R&D cycles, non-comedogenic formulas. I mean, these guys got it all. Skincare doesn't have to be complicated, but it should be good. Update, and upgrade your routine with Caldera Lab and see the difference for yourself. Go to calderalab.com/dumb. That's calderalab.com/dumb at checkout and get 20% off your first order. You might not win bets, but you'll be looking fresh and you'll be looking good.
And if you don't win your bets, what a time to head on over to BetterHelp. The Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at BetterHelp. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Talk it out with BetterHelp. It's completely anonymous. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/BDS. BDS. You cannot go wrong when it comes to BetterHelp. Moving
By the
on.
way, we'll shout out DraftKings too, who might be a leading sponsor of the Bob HQ, which would be very
That'd
nice.
be very nice. That'd be really, really nice. Put them center court. That would be terrific.
Oh yeah, that'd be amazing.
Let's get on into our buy or sell. Michael, I will start with you. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? This is buy or sell.
You know, Bob, I saw something. It's not that I don't, well, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I am selling. Did you guys happen? And it's not this particular one. So people who are big fans of his, and I like him, I think he's the greatest to ever do it, ever, period. Did you happen to see the Tom Brady statue?
I
Yes.
saw it, yeah.
Okay, look.
Statues suck now, man.
I
Like,
know they
let
can't
me
get
tell
things
you something
right.
about statues. They need to stop
Oh,
make I'm selling statues of people that are still alive. You should not erect a statue of somebody that's still alive. Hall of Fame aside, because Hall of Fame doesn't do plaques, they do the busts of the players. Fine, that's a different category. War heroes, I'm not going to get into that, but typically a war hero, if you get a
yeah.
statue erected, you probably gave your life. That's why they're giving you the stat. We need to stop erecting statues for people that are still walking the earth, Bob, that are still alive. Tom Brady has got at least another, with the way he does his body and how nuts he
Oh,
is about, he's probably got another 80 years left. He may
yeah.
outlive that fucking statue. The statues never turn out right, because when they erect them for people that are alive, you could still see the fucking person that's alive. And when you
That
look at
looks
them and you look at
terrible.
the statue, the statue, first of all, his statue is obnoxiously gigantic. It's
Is
fucking,
it?
it's
Oh, geez.
humongous. It's humongous. It's the size of the stadium. It's huge. Stop erecting statues for people
A good
alive.
sell.
Stop doing it. Dead
What was the
people
one that
only
was
get the statue,
terrible? Was
Bob.
it
Oh, that
Cristiano
Wayne,
Ronaldo, or was it
Cristiano
oh,
Ronaldo.
that was
and
a bad
how
one.
about the Dwayne Wade
Dwayne
one?
Wade's was terrible.
Who's
Why does
alive?
Dwayne
Another
Wade
guy who's
have a
alive.
statue? Why does Dwayne Wade have a statue?
I got no
Well,
issue with him getting the statue, but
he's a
not when he's
legend,
alive.
but
Not when
he's a
he's
great player,
alive.
Bob, but he's not Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. He's not I don't understand
I
that.
have to agree, he's not Jordan, he's not Kobe.
Now,
However, my beef is that he's still alive. Stop erecting statues of people who are alive. It just to me, it just doesn't work. It never works out. It's not. I just stop doing it. I'm selling statues for people that are alive.
yeah, I do get that. Also, too, they put jerseys in the rafters a lot pretty
You don't
easily
like that?
now.
Well, I mean,
No, they're just better.
Colorado fucking retired Travis Hunter and Shador's jersey.
That's what I'm
That's
saying. They're
ridiculous.
quick.
Look, Hunter won the Heisman. There's
He played
only a
there
certain
one season.
Joe, there's only a certain handful of guys that have a Heisman trophy. Very, very few people walking the earth have a, but Shador gets
Yeah.
his number retired.
That's a
That's.
biased play for his
I
dad.
mean, look, they talked about, that
Although he
was a
played
big
well at the end of
topic
the
of
night.
discussion, but he looked great. He did look great. Respect.
That's
Respect.
where I'll take it away because that's where I was going to go. The NFL, I actually find it comical with the
So
NFL
this is
more
your
than
buy or sell, just to be clear.
this is my buy or sell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I find it comical with the NFL, especially even like preseason. Like one guy has a good game and it's like, oh my God, and it's bad. And when it's bad, it's bad. But just seeing Shador in the small sample size and how good he looked, you have to wonder if all of those teams that passed on him time and time again, round after
You
round
had
after
to.
round, you have to be thinking that they, I mean, they really got, and I know it's so early. I'm buying Shador and how good that he looked, and it's so fucking early, but you gotta be thinking that they're kicking themselves already, even just seeing that. Because if you do hit on the quarterback, it's such a big, it changes your franchise to where it's like to not take a shot at them. For me, it's like I still don't get it with the Jets. Like the Jets not getting them to me. I don't get it.
Yeah, like in the third round, fourth
Yeah.
round, like you
Four,
had your six.
oh, at some point
My
you
thing is this,
sure.
is like the thing that still surprises me is, like, up until this game, the Browns had him listed as the fourth quarterback on the depth chart. Like, going into that game, the preseason game against the Panthers, he was the fourth quarterback on the depth chart, behind Pickett, behind Gabriel, and behind Flacco. So I don't know. I mean, look, did he just have an exceptional game? It's possible, but I saw a guy back there who kept his eyes downfield the whole time, a guy who looked a lot quicker than I thought he was, escapability. He was making, putting the ball in between defenders. He made some really good decisions. He looked good. The draft, Bob, it had to be because of his dad. Because of his dad, because it's inexplicable any other way. I mean, I didn't have
to. Which is sad, because his dads end up banging him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But he looked
good. Jackson Dart looked amazing, too.
So did he. Yeah, Dart was my number two quarterback behind Ward. I like Dart a lot, but there's no way you could tell me Sanders should have been there in the fifth round.
I just don't get. I know. And that, like, I just looked at it for the Jets, like, when it came, like, fourth round. And again, maybe he ends up not panning out, but it's like, it's a position where, like, if it does hit and it's a guy who was at the time expected to go as the second quarterback and be a top five pick, it's like, and now if he does pan out, all of these teams are going to look so fucking bad.
Well, he might be playing with a chip on his shoulder, too, now to prove something. I mean,
he's definitely got to be playing with a chip on his shoulder.
You know what was annoying? I saw him go to the after he went to the one of the reporters. Did you see that?
He called him out. You never had anything positive to say about me.
Yeah, it's like it's a preseason game. You didn't prove the guy wrong yet. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I mean, you had every – LeBron James was tweeting nonstop. What are they going to say now? Yeah. And Deion Sanders was tweeting. Deion's different. That's your father. Like, look, that's his son. Different. Josina Anderson – I mean, like, why does it have to be like, it's like, they're going to make a thing out of this now where it's like, you got to pick a side. Either you love Shador or you hate Shador. You have to pick a side. That's not true. Let him just go play. Let all these guys, let Cam Ward go play. Let Dart go play. You know, fuck it. Guys from the previous draft, JJ McCarthy, he looked up and down. Let these guys play and the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, and again, it can go anywhere with him, but it's like, God, he looked so good.
He did. He did. He looked really good.
How bad are the Jets? Mikey, I'd rather be in your
spot. They won big time yesterday, Mike or Bob.
But it's preseason.
Oh, still.
I got to say, preseason. I've seen Mitch Trubisky light up preseason. Yeah. I've seen Justin Fields. I've seen them all light up preseason. It means nothing. And it's a scary part because you see a guy do something, you're like, how could that mean absolutely nothing?
I think it's more so for like those third and fourth string guys who are fighting to make
the roster. Yeah. Yeah. I saw Fields running that touchdown though, Bob, yesterday. I've seen, yeah.
I like him.
I love him, but he
shows moments of like of greatness, and then there's moments where it's like he doesn't belong on the
field. He's not the kind of guy that could just sit in the pocket and operate the offense from the pocket. It's just not. And sometimes in the NFL, you have to do that. If you force him to do that, that's where he struggles. So maybe with the Jets, change the scenery again helps him. Yeah. But I don't know.
I don't think we'll be. You know, couch bound for until like week three. I don't think with what we have going. I think with the way the schedule lines up and traveling, I think we miss week one and two.
I think so, Joe.
I really do. Yeah, which is brutal.
What about college? You get any college in? Well, probably not, because those are the same weekends.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're missing like week one and two, which is so tough.
Week one is the most. Well, maybe not, because week one college, that next day is not NFL week one.
No, week one NFL.
August 30th college is the ultimate. You got Texas, Ohio State at 12, Bama, Florida State 3:30, LSU, Clemson at 7:30. All in the same.
We are in a perfect time though, as far as gearing up. Like, we're getting right in that zone for liftoff of the whole thing. You forget what life is like. You know that with it, there's nothing else like it. It's fun. Really is.
There's nothing. There's nothing that compares.
D man, let it rip. Buy or sell.
I'm gonna buy this week. I was at the airport and I had seen this before, but then I totally forgot to jot it down with everything that happened with the birth of my child and whatnot. But I went to travel again the other day and I saw it. I was like, this has to be my buy. TSA now no longer requires you to take your shoes off when you go through security. And I thought it was just really, it's a nice little perk.
It is, by the way,
it makes you wonder why the fuck for the last 50, 20, 30 years or whatever, have they been making us take our shoes off if it's not required? But I will say, it was very nice. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Not having to take the kicks off, just walking through. I was like, man, this is nice. And you know what? Good for them. You know, you got to adapt, right? Like, I mean, it's.
I think that the scanners that they had was the issue, because now the scanners could see through the shoes completely. And I think prior to like recent history, that was not the case.
Well,
So
kudos
now
to
that they
them. I'm
can, they're
buying it
like, well, we
because
don't need you to take the
you know
shoe.
what I
It's
always
such a
hated with
nice thing,
dates?
especially Mikey, if you're traveling with kids and stuff, taking your shoes off, taking the kids in.
Stinks. You know what? I
That's
always, to the
awful.
airport, I always would wear something that was an easy slide on, slide off situation. I would never, ever wear a shoe where it was a big time lace job, like a high top
Oh.
or a boot or something like that, where you know you got a lace
Some
there.
people are wearing
I need to see.
commando boots to the fucking
Yeah,
airport. I mean,
no,
like,
that's
that's a
just, that's
nightmare.
wild. Yeah, that's
But
wild.
I will say it was a very nice touch. So kudos to them on buying that. I think it saves you time too. You don't have to do that. Now you don't have to take your hat off. You don't have to take your shoes off.
They
Like
don't
you
make you
just,
take the hat off?
no, you don't need
Is
to.
that right?
Yeah, hat off. And then
Really?
sometimes too, you don't have to take your laptop. Some places make you take the
I've seen
laptop.
the
Well,
I've
that
seen that
depends on
before.
the
That
machine.
depends. Yep.
The newer
Yep.
machines, you can just keep that in. The
You know
old
the
ones, not so
ones I
much.
hate? The ones where it's the automated one, like where it brings the thing for you and then it puts it on and slides it in.
Yeah.
You would think that those help. In reality, it just causes chaos. It's like you need a conductor to tell you when to push in or what to do. Like everybody just panics because they don't know when it's their turn to push
To
it
put
up.
the basket forward,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's like too advanced that nobody's ready to handle something like that. You know what I
You
mean?
need like a maestro there with the little stick.
Yeah, you really do. All right, let's moving right along here. Let's head on into to Ask Bob, fellas. Light me up.
Doing really good on the Ask Bob lately, to be
Good
honest. I think I have a
one.
doozy this week, Joseph. I'll go first if that's okay.
Oh, you could go
Cue
first,
the
Mike.
music, Mr. Anderson, please, if you
I
would.
upped my game too. I gave him a tougher one because the thing is, he's been doing well. He's
You
been
don't
getting
know
all these.
his niches, man. You don't know where
I
that
know
brain, where
this
the
week he
pockets are
won't
in
get
that brain,
mine.
because you just might uncover something in there. You don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. My
Hold on.
question.
Let me Google
Sorry.
it real quick, whatever it's gonna be.
Are they accusing you of Googling, Bob?
Oh yeah, that I
Is that
have my
right? That's
it's the most
disgusting,
ridiculous. It
man.
is. It's
These people
ridiculous.
come up with these just wild outtakes. It's
What are
just
we
so
talking about, bro?
ridiculous.
Come on. All right. My question for Bob this week is, Bob, I would like you to name me the three branches of the U.S. government. The three branches of the U.S. government.
Really good stuff, man. That's really good stuff.
Mikey was chomping at the bit to get
I
this
had
one.
it last week and then we skipped it because of Dom, and I was like, all right.
That's really good.
The three branches of the U.S. government.
CIA?
Yeah, no, that's. No.
I was gonna say CIA, FBI.
No, bro.
I try to like, how do you give them a
Yeah, you
clue?
can't really. You can't.
Army, Navy, Air Force?
No, those would be the branches. That's the branches of the military, Bob.
Okay,
That's
yeah. If
Like
it's
think
that
like
CIA,
legislative, Bob. Like
that's
think of
correct.
like
That's
think like
well,
on
that's one
like
of them. So yes, legislative is one of them.
think
Yes.
along those lines.
Could you get either of the other ones? Legislative is one.
Treasury?
No.
That's a good one, man. That yeah, oh,
Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force.
yeah.
All right, it
It's
is,
not a
as Joe
football
said.
game,
Wait,
BB.
hold
You
on. Do you know? Do you know these, Joe?
think I know two of the three. I think there's one I don't know
Go ahead,
right
Joe.
now.
Go ahead.
Legislative is one.
Executive,
Executive is two.
and the third one I'm not sure about. That's the one
The
I'm not
third one
sure.
is judicial.
That's okay. That's
Judicial, executive, legislative. But
that's the
honestly,
jury
the branches of
system,
the military was very good. That
yeah.
was very good.
Judicial is the one that I always get confused about. That's like the whole law system, right? Yeah.
Yes, that would be like your Supreme Court judges
I
and
always knew like the two, but yeah, oh, that's a good
appellate
question.
division. Yeah, I thought it was. You know,
Yeah,
and
it is.
people have been saying like, "Oh, you're giving them." I'm not giving them easy. I mean, I guess they're easy, but
Well,
it
some
depends.
are
It
easy, but
depends.
if he gets them wrong,
You
then
don't
they're.
know. You don't know what he's going to come
So
out
I
with.
actually do think you guys are in a tough spot in the sense of A, I am just kind of erratic on what I know and don't know. So there's times where you might ask a good question where I get it right away and it makes it look as if it was not. But then you want to go harder, and then sometimes people will say, okay, that's
Too
too hard.
crazy, right? Exactly.
Correct.
Exactly.
All right,
Exactly.
I have my question
alrighty.
for Bob, and I don't expect you to get all of these, but I would like you to give as many as you know. So my question is this week, Bob, could you name me, or how many you can name, the five Great Lakes?
Oh man,
Yeah, that's brutal. That's
that
It's not
is
that brutal.
That's pretty brutal, man.
that's not that
I don't know how
brutal.
many I could name. I don't know.
I'm not saying, I said as many as you
Okay.
can name.
Okay.
Again, we had to step it up a little bit this
I'm
week,
not saying
Peggy.
we didn't. I'm not saying we didn't. I know two for sure. For sure two. Absolutely. With a bullet.
You don't want to know what's in my mind
Well,
right
I
now,
would
do
love to hear a
you?
couple
Yeah, I
guesses from
would.
the
I
team,
really
man.
would. Really would love to
The
know.
five Great Lakes.
Five Great Lakes.
Even if you could get two of them or one of them.
Three would be outrageous if you could get three.
Michigan's on my mind. I
There you
think
go.
that's
Lake
one of them,
Michigan is
Bob.
one, Bob.
Lake
Very
Michigan.
good.
Okay.
Very
All
good.
right. Come on now. Like, you set to fuel the fire. Keep it going.
What the fuck is my check mark button that gives the good sign?
Can't find it. Oh, there.
There you
Lake
go.
Michigan.
That's one. That's one.
Niagara Falls? See, yeah, see, this is,
Stop.
yeah, see, this is just,
Stop.
man, you got what you wanted, B. That is fucking brutal.
You got what you wanted,
God damn it, man.
Bob. All right, so it's
Ran,
Lake.
I mean, Niagara Falls by definition is a waterfall.
it's not a lake.
Right. The name
Lake
kind of should give
Lake
it away.
Geneva?
No, but that's a good
No, it's a
guess.
great lake though. It's not one of the great
One
lakes,
of
but it
them
is a
is
good
one
lake.
more. Give me one more. Give me one more. Lake
One of them
Tahoe.
is
No,
No.
no. The
So you
two I
have
was thinking was Huron and Superior.
Yes. So you have Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Superior, Lake Erie, and the
Erie.
last one
Okay.
is the name of a Canadian province, Lake Ontario.
Yeah, see, I would have never ever
Okay.
gotten Ontario. I would have got the other four, I think, with time, but I would
Michigan
have
is the
never
one that
gotten.
most people I feel like would get.
That's good that he got it.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah, I
not
mean, you
so
got one, Bob.
sure.
That's not that bad, man.
I would think some people would struggle with both the questions that they got today.
Oh,
Maybe.
we definitely amped it up a little bit.
Yeah,
Yeah. How
yeah.
did you guys think of the questions? Just out of curiosity. What's that process look like? Did you guys talk about it
A lot of
prior?
people DM us, and I look through the
Oh,
DMs.
that's good. Yeah, that's
Be
good.
honest. I'll be
Yeah,
honest.
I've taken some DM suggestions, I think. I just try to think of something that's like, it's not like a hard question, but it's almost like what's a common something that's like along the lines of a pretty common base knowledge question, but also not something that like a 5-year-old should be able to answer either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a little step above that.
Like a 10-year-old.
You know what I think we could do with the success that it had with Dom was maybe there's something else that we could bring Dom on, like are you smarter than a fifth grader, or like
No.
you have the
Where
questions
is
for
Dom
me
in
and
now?
Dom.
Where is he now?
What
What grade
grade is
is he
it?
in?
He's going into first grade.
That's tough. That's really good. So
Oh.
you know what
He's a
though?
kindergartner. No, I mean he graduated from kindergarten, so
Yo, I
he's going
was,
into
by the
first.
way,
Yeah.
I was absolutely like, I was so impressed with how well he did with those capitals in the States.
Dude.
Bro, that's not normal for a fucking
Forget about the
kindergartner.
Capitals in the States. You guys probably saw the sappy post that I put up. I was so proud of just his behavior, just the way he sat. Like,
Well, he's a
you
good
know how
kid. Why would
difficult,
he not?
because Joe, he's a toddler, he's six. Like, it's hard to get them to sit and lock in and concentrate on anything
I
for any
think,
extended
Mike,
amount of time,
yeah,
bro.
I think he was having fun just kicking my ass.
Well, he's there's no doubt that he's
Competitive.
competitive. There's no doubt. Like, he does
Wonder where
get
he gets that
upset. If he
from.
doesn't win stuff, he gets upset. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And listen, Joe, you're gonna see, like, there's times now, like, he understands so much. Like, we'll be watching a game, and I have to like make a conscious effort to dial it back because I don't want him to be like that. I don't want him to be crazy yelling at the, like, I don't want that.
You
But at
like
the
the
same
Bears?
time, it's like, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
I remember that one video
He
was so
does.
funny where he had the Giants bear And you were like, what are we doing
Oh
here? That
yeah.
was
Yeah, that
one
was
of my
tough.
favorite
That
videos.
was tough. That's because that was the only thing they sold at the goddamn school fair that year. You couldn't
Yeah,
get a fair.
we should do like if we do a type of quiz, me versus Dom, where he's not like, you know, where you just give are you smarter with than a fifth grader type of questions
Yeah.
would be. The Nelt Boys did a stream of the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And it was pretty fucking funny to where
Yeah.
that could be a riot.
Well, it
Yeah.
was just them, and there was no kids involved, though. It was just them answering
There was
questions,
fifth
right?
graders.
Oh, there
They
was.
brought,
Oh, there
yeah, it was pretty
was. Okay.
funny.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that
They
is funny.
had like
Oh, that's a good idea.
Instagram
They had the
girl
panel.
models. Yeah, they had the whole panel.
Oh,
It was pretty
that's
funny.
probably funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty
That's
funny.
pretty good.
I
Pretty
think
good.
we would make a killing streaming together, like IRL
Oh.
streams and stuff like that. I really do. I think we could take that to even just if you stream us having. I've always wanted to stream at dinner, and a lot of the streamers do.
Oh,
But the problem with this
one of
being a
those big,
streamer,
big
here's the
boy
thing about
dinners.
streaming dinners, though, man. Like, in this day and age, you really, really, really can't. Like, you got to be careful everything you say. You really got, and not that you're going to say things that are way, but like, really, you don't want to offend anybody whatsoever of any walk of life, anything. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I
Yeah,
don't
I'd be
know
on the
how,
hot seat there.
you know what
Oh,
I
you
mean?
do
Like,
doing
I
this,
don't know, dude. In
Doing
the
the stream
dinner,
with the D-man, because
especially if I was in the clouds.
when it's live, there's just no taking it back. I more so think like with the streaming, don't get me wrong, we do it when we go into restaurants where we have like a camera guy and whatnot, and it's like everybody turns. Like, say you go into a restaurant, everybody turns and is looking. So like, granted, we do it, but these streamers, we'll do it quickly. They don't put the phone down, so they have streaming backpacks where somebody follows them with the backpack so they can have Wi-Fi. The backpacks are like $20,000, I
Oh
think.
my God.
Who's doing
And
this?
I mean, like the Aiden Rosses of the world, the streamers. I watch what they do because I'm fascinated by it. And
You ever
they have
talk to him, Bob?
no, he's at UFC all the time. I keep wanting to go say
Why don't you
something to him.
talk to him?
I don't want to bother him. And you know what? He seems really nice.
He
People
seems like
are.
a great guy. I feel like
I
you
know. I
guys
took
would hit
a.
it off. And by the way, he'd be a good guy to know when if we're going to the streaming world.
It's true. Yeah, that's true. I mean, but
Next
they do.
UFC in that back area. You should just chop it up with them.
I'll tell you a guy who's going to be at the White House card. Aiden Ross will find himself at the White House
Oh, the
card
White
for
House
sure.
card.
Yeah.
That's the white whale,
Oh
that White Horse,
my.
that
Yeah,
White
I
House
thought. Oh
card,
Dick.
man. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
ain't Comey Ishmael, I'll tell you that much. Or no,
Yeah,
what's the
call
fucking
me Ishmael. That's the
Comey
opening line,
Ishmael.
yeah.
Yeah.
Herman Melville.
All right, fellas.
Yeah.
Let's head on over into our top five. Top five, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been taking a lot of these from Part of My Take. I see that they've been doing them. They do like a Mount Rushmore,
Yeah.
and they put up some good ones. So I think we've had a few in the last few weeks that have been the same with them. So credit to them. Really have put out some good top fives. This week's top five is going to be top five blunt rotations. So you're smoking a joint or smoking a blunt. Who
Doobie.
do you want
I won
in?
last week.
Yes. Yes.
Joe, you
Joseph.
know goddamn well you won.
It was close, though,
It
Mikey.
was close. It was close. It was
I
very
do have to
close.
say, though, before we start this top five, it was brought to my attention, Mikey, that one of your selections that you had in your top five, you had previously sold on an
Oh,
old
man.
episode
This is
of the
bad.
Brilliant Dumb
Yeah.
Show.
Did
Please hold.
I? Oh, he's got.
Can you hear this?
No.
Oh,
Oh shit, wait, wait.
he came ready
This
to
is this is
go.
this. Wait, one second. Hold on. Let me hear this. Oh, I can't hear this.
Bob, you know what's funny about that episode? The same episode, Joe sold Olive Garden.
I didn't sell
Oh,
Olive
yes,
Garden.
you did. Watch
Wait,
the episode.
wait.
Yes, you
Now,
did. Yes, you
wait.
did.
I don't
He
think so.
bashes Olive Garden in the same
Oh,
episode. Yes, he
heresy.
does.
Onion aside, which is the only redeemable quality about that place, is the bloomin' onion. Unless you want to fucking eat six bloomin' onions, I think maybe the reason it's called Outback Steakhouse is because the steaks are actually kangaroo meat.
Yeah. Look, it was the fifth round and the well was running well dry. It was running dry and it was a fifth round.
Oh,
You
sweet Melania.
did cook Olive Garden in that episode if you listen to the whole
By
thing.
the way, I got a lot of support on the Olive Garden front for where I took it. I think it gets a bad rep. Now, would I go there like as my
No,
primary choice?
you
Oh.
wouldn't.
But that's, I also had three options before Olive Garden, which happened
Joey
to be
D.A.
very
walking
good.
Into an Olive Garden for date night anytime.
Well, they had the all-you-can-eat Italian wedding soup.
Yeah, how much Italian wedding soup?
Unless
can you
Bob,
eat?
unless fucking Nobu opens an Olive Garden, he ain't. This Olive Garden brought to you by Nobu.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
All right. So,
Matsuhisa.
Five.
Chef Matsuhisa.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Bro, top five blunt rotation that you have. D, where do you want to pick?
I'm going to go one.
D Man's going to go one. Okay. Michael, where would you like to go?
I'll go two.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah,
I'll go two. I feel like for this one, I'll just go two.
Yeah. I think there's two very good ones, and the one that I'm going to take might not be the primary one. I think there's another guy who's... You know what? I'm going to switch it up. Number one, I'm going to go with Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
I just think that that's a no-brainer. Like, I think that's as good as it gets.
I'm going to go comedian. I'm going to go Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I think I'm going to do a lot of... I tell you, guy, I would love to smoke a joint. Give me Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, good one, Bob. I had him on my list.
And then give me... I think I'm going to go with Will Ferrell, and I had Will Ferrell for my celebrities too. I think Will Ferrell would be great.
Let me tell you this right now. One of the most annoying names to try and ever spell. I never spell it. McConaughey. I never ever spell it.
Oh, like, yeah.
If I'm
tough.
Trying to reference him to someone in a text message, I just put Maddie MC or something. It's impossible. You can't
that's
spell
it. That's tough. Mikey, back over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to go with.
Is Dead or Alive?
Dead or alive. Who the fuck did I just? The fuck was that? Oh man, that's bad.
Oh. Oh no. What's going on there, Michael?
I started deleting one of the names off my list, and now I only have a D, and I don't know who I was referring to. I started deleting the name, and now it's gone. It's just there's just a D there. Who the fuck could it have been?
DiCaprio?
No, certainly not. I'm gonna have to not take him because I fucked up. Oh, I meant to erase McConaughey and I erased whoever D is. I don't know. Maybe I'll come back to it. Give me fuck, man. That was probably a good one.
Yeah, probably was.
Fuck. Oh, dude. Give me Willie Nelson.
Okay. That's a good one.
Hey, man, you got two.
I will go with Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra? You think Sinatra was a big meat guy?
Well, I just think it would be wild. And then I will go with Jesus.
All right.
I got a great list, man.
Committee, you okay with Jesus?
I mean, you're part of the committee. Are you okay with it?
I don't think he could do Jesus. I just think it's such like
man, Bob. Yeah,
no,
alive.
No,
you don't think I'd like to pick Jesus' brain over a little?
Oh, I'm
split?
Sure you would.
All right, you know what? I'm fine with it. Let's give him Jesus.
He wins then if he has Jesus. It's over. He's got Snoop Dogg, Sinatra, and Jesus. I mean,
what an absolute.
Mike, you want to give him Jesus?
Yeah,
take it away.
Jesus,
take it away.
Now give him Jesus. Give him Jesus.
This is a wrap.
Give me I'm gonna take Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia. Okay. Give me Bob Marley.
That was the other one I was thinking. That's really good.
Yeah. Give me Bob Marley, and then I will go with Adam Sandler.
Take Einstein.
That's a great one, Mikey. I had that
Pretty
on my
cool.
list.
Did you? We're done
Yeah.
now, though, right? This is Bob's
No.
last pick.
No, I got two
No,
picks
it's
now.
Joe to two, and then it comes over to
Yeah.
me.
I thought you said four. We were
No,
just
top
picking
five. Top
four
five.
guys.
You have to go five.
Wait, so in I originally had said four, and then
Okay.
we didn't
I
say it above.
said,
Oh,
yeah,
you
we've
switched it to
always
five.
done
Okay.
five.
Okay.
I
All
mean,
right.
it would
Sorry.
be weird to
Sorry.
do
Okay.
four.
Sorry. 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 Sorry.
All right. Einstein was a good
That
one.
was really your
That
fault, though,
is
because you kept
because.
asking a million questions in the chat. It confused me.
Because you could go, yeah, he'll like laugh at the top five that you put in, and it's like, well, Joe,
I
you
liked
could,
it.
I no, but you'll,
First of all,
no,
Bob goes top
you're very
five blunt
condescending about it.
rotation, and he goes, Joe goes, what does this mean? He's
I know
like, what does
it's
that
very
mean? Please, what does it
condescending.
mean? It's not
Yes.
condescending. I can't ask a question. I didn't know what he meant by it.
But then it'll or like Mikey, when I sent that thing into the group chat and I sent the screenshot of the Twitter thing that exchange and he'll text back, he goes, what am I looking at? It's like, dude, if you
I
I was
didn't
like,
know if
Joe,
it was
if you
if
could
it was a
click it,
washing
you thought it
machine.
was a washing machine.
Yeah, I was trying to decipher what the picture was. I'm not, by the way, I think you guys sometimes read too much into what I say and think that I'm trying
A
to
lot
be
is lost in translation and
condescending
text messages
or
sometimes.
being
I do think
facetious.
that. I do
I
think
what you
things
see
are
is what you
lost in
get with me. A
translation.
lot of times I'm just asking a question.
However, there's no way, Joe, that that someone says name your top five blunt rotation and you say what does that? There's no way you could ask what does that mean?
And
There's
by the
no
way,
way.
too, with the top
There's no
fives,
way.
it's like I said to
What
Joe.
did you think it meant?
I just wanted him to explain. I wasn't sure. To be honest,
Okay. Okay.
I
All
was
right.
kind of like
All right.
trying to
That's on
order
me then.
food, trying to
That's
get
on me.
ready, and I just didn't know. I just was
All right.
asking.
All right. Fair enough.
It's my turn, right? I got two picks.
Yes.
I'll go with Elvis. I got a fucking great
Ooh.
list, man. I'm sorry. I normally don't say this. And then for my last
Says
pick,
it, says it every single week. He says it every single week.
For my
Normally
last
don't say
pick,
this. What?
it was between Leonardo da Vinci. Now I'm not gonna. I will go with Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter.
Wow.
That's actually a guy I would love to get stoned with.
Oh, I've
Yeah.
had stories and questions for
Yeah, that's
him.
a good one.
That's a
That's
guy
a
I would
good
love to.
one,
To be honest, you know what I thought about putting? I thought about putting Stu Finer because
yeah.
everybody should get to experience
We got
what
to
he
bring Mikey back to
experienced.
that pad.
That's
It's unbelievable.
the Irwin pick is very good. That's
Let's
very, very good.
go.
Yeah, I mean, that's gonna be give me Ricky Williams. Run, Ricky,
Okay,
run.
yeah.
Give me Ricky
Run, Ricky,
Williams.
run. What's he doing now, man?
A great
Oh,
question, man. But you know that guy's
God.
seen some fucking crazy shit because that guy was
Oh,
wild.
yeah.
That guy lived in the clouds.
Yeah, he
So,
did.
who do I have? I have Matthew McConaughey,
You
Will
got Will Ferrell,
Ferrell,
Marley, and Sandler.
You got
and
one more pick.
Sandler. Give me Joe Rogan. Give me Joe Rogan at five.
Yeah, I listen, I think this is another week for DeMar, man. I
Could
don't
be.
see Snoop Dogg, Sinatra, Jesus Christ, Elvis, and Steve Irwin, the Croc Hunter. I mean,
It's and you can't
just
fuck with
don't.
Jesus. You
No,
can't.
you can't. You can't. I got Chappelle, Willie Nelson, Jerry Garcia, Einstein, Ricky Williams. I mean, some heavy hitter pot smokers in there.
Yeah.
Some heavy hitters. Bob's got McConaughey, Will Ferrell, Bob Marley, Sandler, and Rogan. He's gonna be laughing his balls off. But I mean, Joe picked the biggest like superstar musicians of all time. I don't even know if Sinatra and Elvis smoked weed.
But wouldn't you want to smoke a
I
spliff
would,
with
yeah.
them?
I kind of was thinking like it had to be people that they were known smokers, but that's fine. Because I
No,
don't know if
I mean,
Einstein probably didn't smoke
there's
weed. I don't know.
a lot
Might
more
have.
guys. Charles Barkley's a guy I would love to smoke with. But then there's the Einstein type of guys to smoke with that would
Yeah.
be
Like
fascinating.
Leonardo da Vinci's, Einstein's, those are good ones too, because God, wouldn't that be cool? I had Napoleon, I had like a couple other guys I just threw in there.
Napoleon.
Tupac Shakur.
Yep.
Who was another one? Abe Lincoln was a good one too. Imagine
Right.
Honest Abe with a joint in his hand.
Sure.
Ladies and
Bet you tell a
gentlemen,
lie.
That does it for another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Please smash that subscribe button. We love you. We appreciate you. And as always, we will see you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.